And so we enter into the holiest week of the entire year. We're martyrs. All of us, we're martyrs. What does martyr mean? Martyr means witness. But for Christians, the concept of witness is very different. We are witnesses to the truth, the absolute truth. It's not important that the world wants to challenge us, and doubt us, quiet us. We're faithful to the truth. Even if that means our death. That's what the word martyr means, as witness. Not every witness dies for the truth, but every Christian witnesses to the truth. The truth is just too important. Can you imagine our lives without Holy Week? Spend some time with that this week. We're not going to play with the truth. This is how Christians, being witnesses to the truth, this is what it means to be martyrs to the death. Not accepting any other substitute for the truth. There's only one truth. And we're going to spend time with that truth in Holy Week. We need the entire week to contemplate the truth of the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, many martyrs who share this truth with us will lose their lives because they won't accept any other account. If we're going to be martyrs, if we're going to be witnesses to the one absolute truth, the truth of Jesus Christ, the truth that saves us, then we have to know very well what this truth is. We have to know about Jesus and his ministry, his persecution, his crucifixion, and of course, most important of all, his resurrection. That's the reason we repeat this experience every single year. It has to be renewed in us every single year. Or we begin to lose our edge, our conviction in the absolute truth of the passion of Jesus Christ. So, faithful Christians with me, pay attention. Don't miss a single event this week. Every event of Holy Week is important. It's how we sharpen our knives. It's how we keep our understanding clear, and we don't begin to vacillate if we keep to the truth, but we have to renew it. In Semana Santa, in Holy Week, we renew our faith and our discipline. This isn't some kind of drama or entertainment. This week deals with the salvation of the world and our personal salvation. We got a lot at stake this week. But the world is under the power of Satan. We know that. And the world needs witnesses to the truth. So pay attention that you can be good disciples, good witnesses, good martyrs to the truth. Remember that scene of the young Egyptian Christians who were hauled out on the beach and they had their heads caught off on camera? They didn't get up that morning thinking they were going to be martyrs that day. And yet the camera recordings recorded them praying as a group, "Our Father, who art in heaven," as one by one they were martyred for their testimony, for their faith. Jesus is the Messiah, sent by God. Jesus is the Son of God. And Jesus was crucified for us, for our sins and for our salvation. Let's revive ourselves this week in Holy Week. Jesus Christ is Lord.